Okay, this is a current events final exam review. Number one, the most important thing is probably the texts, the things we read. So we had Inconvenient Truth 1 and also 2. So there are two texts about an inconvenient truth. And then also the text from Wikipedia about the solutions. So please study these for meaning and vocabulary, so words within the texts. All right, number two is the essay topic, your research report. You have to write this on the, you have to write your research report on the test day from memory as best as you can. So you can't bring the paper and you have to just summarize your report. And then, of course, we have keywords from the texts. So I will tell you about the keywords now. Okay, first of all, we had vice president. Vice president means the second person in charge, the president's number two man. All right, next, climate change. Climate change means that weather patterns are becoming different. All right, weather patterns that are becoming different. Next, global warming. Global warming means that the whole earth is getting hotter. Very easy. Next is public opinion. Public opinion means what people think. Everybody's opinion about something. What everybody thinks. What general people think. Next, scientific fact. A scientific fact means something that has been proven true. Something that is true and it has been proved to be true. Next, controversy. A controversy is something that people argue about. Is it true? Is it not true? Many people disagree. This is a controversy. Next, natural phenomena. A natural phenomena is something that happens naturally. So, how can I explain? It's something like weather changes, abnormal weather. Anyway, it's not something that's caused by humans. It's something that nature created. All right. Next one, long-term variation. So long-term variation means that over a long period of time, something may change. You know, it may go a little high or a little low over a long period of time. A very slow, gradual change in something. All right, next one, Kyoto Protocol. Kyoto Protocol is the contract that the world signed to lessen global warming. And it talks about greenhouse gases, and each country has a different goal to lessen greenhouse gases. Next, profit. Profit means money that a company makes. And in our studies, we learned that if battling global warming means that big companies will lose profit. All right. Next. Policy. Policy means a law or a rule. So in our class, we learned policy change would be something that a new law about to combat global warming. And many of the big companies don't want a new policy. So policy means like a law. Next, technology. Technology means machines or methods for doing something. And in our class, we learned that new technology is expensive. So many companies don't want to buy the new technology to make their power more clean. All right. To prevent something. Prevent. Prevent means to stop something from happening. So many industries want to prevent policy change. So they want to stop a new law from being made. So they say that global warming is not human's fault. All right, to pressure somebody. To pressure somebody means to try to convince somebody of something. And in our class, we learned that the big oil companies pressure the politicians not to make a new policy. All right. To be a pity. If something is a pity, it means it's too bad. So it's too bad that we can't make new policies quicker. All right. The media. Next. The media. The media means newspapers, television, radio, you know, things that we see every day. And in the media, in our class we learned, in the media, they often say that they're not sure whether global warming is caused by humans. That's what they say in the media often, but scientists say they are all sure. Scientists all say they are sure that humans are causing global warming. And to be uncertain, that's very easy. Uncertain means not sure. All right, the next section of words is from Inconvenient Truth 2. To reflect means that something bounces off. So the sun's rays bounce off of the earth. The earth reflects the sun. Next, carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is the gas that humans produce when they burn things. Also, trees produce it when they die. Carbon dioxide doesn't reflect the sun. It absorbs the sun. And that's the next word, absorb. Absorb means to capture or trap or soak in, to take in something. So carbon dioxide takes in heat. It absorbs the heat. All right, next, Northern Hemisphere. Northern Hemisphere means the northern half of the Earth. So there's two halves of the Earth, South America, parts of Africa are in the Southern Hemisphere. We are in the Northern Hemisphere, America, Europe, Russia, China, everybody, almost everybody is in the Northern Hemisphere. And there is more land on the Northern Hemisphere. In the Northern Hemisphere. Next, drastic. Drastic means very sudden, very Very sudden. The opposite of drastic would be eventual or gradual or slow. So drastic means quick and sudden. All right. Double. Double means two times. Double is two times. And in our text, we learned that the carbon dioxide level now is double the level it has ever been. All right. Next is triple. Triple means three times. And in our lessons, we learned that soon the carbon dioxide level will be three times or triple as high as it has ever been. All right. To be linked. To be linked means that something has something to do with the other thing. So in our class, we learned that carbon dioxide levels and temperatures, average temperatures on the Earth, are linked. Next, to be a coincidence. To be a coincidence means a chance, by chance. And we learned that global warming is not by chance. It's not a coincidence. We are causing it. Next, the snows of Kilimanjaro. Kilimanjaro is a mountain in Africa, and Africa is hot usually, but the Mount Kilimanjaro is so high, so tall, that it has snow on the top. However, because of global warming, the snows are disappearing, and we learned that. Glaciers. Glaciers, a glacier is ice that never disappears all year. So it's on ice on top of mountains that stays there all year. It doesn't melt. That's a glacier. And we learned that the glaciers are disappearing. Polar caps. The polar caps mean the North Pole and the South Pole. Both of them are called polar caps. And we learned that the polar caps are thinning and breaking up and melting. To flood. To flood means water, too much water goes into an area. So if the polar caps melt, many cities will be flooded. Next, within 10 years... we learned that within 10 years, the snows of Kilimanjaro will disappear. Within 50 to 70 years, we learned that the North Pole will disappear. The ice on the North Pole will disappear in the summer within 50 to 70 years. If we don't stop a global warming, if we don't do something. 10 to 20 feet. Next is 10 to 20 feet. And we learned that if Greenland or the North Pole melt, all around the world, the sea will rise 10 to 20 feet. All right, the next one's 90%. We learned that ice reflects the sun's rays, 90% of the sun's rays. So ice is like a mirror, and the light bounces off. 90% of the light bounces off. But, however, the sea is dark, so 90% of the light is taken in, or 90% of the heat is taken in by the sea. So there are two meanings for 90%. The next is 40%. 40% is the amount the North Pole ice has thinned. So it's 40% thinner than before. Next, extreme weather events. Extreme weather events mean things like very strong storms, very strong rain, typhoons, hurricanes. So very strong weather, as that's what extreme weather events means. For example, Katrina or the flooding in China. Many examples. Next is a warmer ocean. And we learned that a warmer ocean causes extreme weather events. For example, Katrina. All right. Now, the next section is the solutions. And we studied a part of the Wikipedia text. And we studied some of the solutions. Biodiesel is fuel made from plants. So some of it's made from corn, different ways of making this. It's not petroleum from the earth. It's fuel for burning, but it's made from plants. And wind power, you understand that. Wind power, generating electricity using turbines. All right, solar power. Solar power is generating electricity from the sun. Next one is hybrid automobiles. The hybrid automobiles are cars that use both fuel like gasoline and electricity. Hybrid cars. Next, fuel cells. This was a difficult one. A fuel cell uses cathodes and water, and it creates electricity, and it gives off just water. Some people studied this. Next one, carbon taxes. Tax is money you pay to the government. So one way to help global warming is to charge money to companies that use carbon, that produce carbon. And this is a policy or a law, and it's called carbon taxing. Next, CSS. This was difficult. This is a way of taking the carbon dioxide and putting it inside the earth after you make the electricity. So the electric plant burns coal or oil, but it does not put the carbon dioxide into the air. It stores the carbon dioxide in the ground. And some people studied this new system. Okay, so the difficult part is making the essay and understanding the texts. So now go and read the text again and try to understand and remember. And your research report, make sure you can write that on the test day. All right, so good luck.